and welcome to Traditional Bowhunter Magazine's Campfire Chat podcast. In this episode, TJ sat down with Rourke Brown and Scott Jackson, the owners of Homer Ocean Charters, and they talked about all the great trips they offer and the variety of beautiful things you can see in Alaska. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the campfire.
Welcome again to another issue of Traditional Bowhunter Magazine's Chats. Today we're doing something a little bit different. As many people know, I have traveled and hunted with Homer Ocean Charter for over many, many years. And today I'm blessed to have both Rourke Brown and his new partner Scott Jackson, of owners of Homer Ocean Charters, to speak to us. And I just want to do something a little bit different. Like I said, this is not based on anything bowhunting, but it's kind of an aside. So welcome, gentlemen. Glad to have you aboard. We're doing this in Homer on the spit inside of the cabin of the Homer Ocean Charters. Rourke, we've discussed this before, but would you give us a background of the history of Homer Ocean Charters?
Yeah, you bet, Deej. Homer Ocean's been around, based in Homer, Alaska, for, so I guess, it'll be our 40th anniversary this year. I've been a primary owner of the company for 28 years now, and when we bought the company, it was strictly halibut day charter fishing, and as you know, we've developed other products along the line. First year, we started doing hunts right out of the gate and multiple day trips, and so we've been doing them almost three decades here and specializing in that kind of thing. It's been almost three decades here, and we're actually the fifth owners of the company, but we're the first ones that have made it more than 4 years. So I guess
I did not
says
know that.
Something about us, good or bad.
Excellent. And where did you step in?
Yeah, so Rourke approached me probably 8 or 9 months ago, and we were looking at different opportunities in the charter business as a family, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coming on board with Homer Ocean, and over a series of meetings, looking at his strengths and then looking at my strengths, my background, and in marketing and outdoor recreation, just seemed like a perfect fit, and that kind of brings us here today. So we're real excited about the future and real excited about how the two of us working together can make Homer Ocean even better and offer more diverse packages, adventure packages, and really take this to a different level.
That makes a lot of sense, because a lot of us in the business, we're not salesmen. Okay, we know how to run a business, but we don't know how to promote it. So I can understand the synergy that you have that's going to work very well. I'm looking forward to what you have to offer.
Oh, yeah, it just seemed like a real good fit for us here. Some of you know, Diana's been a longtime business partner and had a previous partner, but now it's just Scott and I, and he's got an MBA with a marketing emphasis, so I think we're going to be able to step up the marketing and do some exciting new things in the future here. I think it's just a good fit, and we've dabbled with some aviation products, which we'll talk a little bit more about, but Scott's got a strong aviation background too, so we're Excellent. Going to mingle those products, and only thing better than boating in Alaska is flying in Alaska, and if you can do both, it's pretty magical.
So besides, obviously fishing was the original goal of Homer Ocean Charters, and you branched off to where you started doing outfitting for Kodiak Bear, or for Kodiak Island Sitka Blacktails, and then you started doing Black Bear on the Kenai. How's that going for you? How long have you been doing that, and how well does that work?
I was driving a boat for another air taxi operator before I even bought Homer Ocean 28 years ago, driving a boat on Kodiak for Sitka Blacktail hunt. So been doing that since before we've known this business and was familiar with it, and that was kind of my incentive when I bought the company to branch out into that area, doing multiple day things. And for me, it's what I'm passionate about. I did day trips for many years because that was our main product, but I love getting out into the remote areas and seeing the spectacular sights and getting away from people and spending more time with people. It seems to be a little higher quality experience, and you actually get to know people and be able to commiserate with them after the fishing is done and just spend quality time together. And it's a very satisfying thing to do. So we've been doing multiple day fishing for a lot of years, but we're getting more and more into it after, as you know, you were on our older vessel, the Sourdough, for several trips. And while it worked well for them and good for a hardcore fishing boat, it wasn't more of the luxury yacht type trip we were looking to offer. So we bought the Outer Limits, I think, about 14 years ago now, and it's served us well and kind of stepped up the service and the accommodations, and it's just a real good platform for doing this type of adventure.
Oh, she's a lovely ship, and she's really set up quite well compared to the Sourdough, which we all love. But we used to always stay in that V berth called the Bay of Pigs after being there a week with six sweaty boaters, wet boaters. This is really good. Well, let's talk about your fishing. Obviously, that's the heart and soul of Homer Ocean Charters. Let's discuss what do you have to offer, what kind of fishing is available, and tell me about how that operation works.
So the multiple day trips we do are generally 3 to 5 or 6 days. Three is kind of a minimum since you're going to be traveling out and on one day and traveling back on the last day. So to get, you know, at least one full day of fishing, you need a 3 day trip. 4 or 5 is better, but sometimes budgets or time doesn't allow that. But we're at this point departing straight from Homer, going out running 3, 4, or 5 hours. It just kind of varies depending on where the fishing is. A lot of time, like on this last trip we just finished up, you can fish your way out and fish your way back and get some different species in. But we're targeting different times of year. Halibut all the time. King salmon, we're fortunate to have available year-round in Homer. They come and go, but any day of the year you can potentially catch king salmon. We get all 5 species of Pacific salmon here, depending on the timing of the summer. Rockfish are plentiful and a lot of different species, and as you fellows all know, they're delicious. It's a lot of locals' favorite eating fish here.
That it is.
And lingcod opens up July 1st every year, and we saw the number of juvenile lingcod we caught on this trip, and I was met with Fish and Game after our trip concluded yesterday, and spoke with them, and everybody seems to be real excited about the number of juveniles, and they're a fast-growing fish, and well, I think our lingcod fishing is going to be strong in the future. So the nice thing about the multiple-day fishing, you have more time to do it. It's kind of a quality event. You're not rushing out to deep water. You can fish the shallower water and just take your time. And anytime you drop a line down, you really don't know what you're going to catch. So we like to, I certainly myself, prefer fishing with lighter tackle. We use lighter halibut rods, and I'd rather have an occasional fish that is just too big for the equipment rather than having equipment that's just too big for the majority of the fish. So we fish with lighter gear, a lot of spinning rods and small jigs where you never know what you're going to hook. It could be a rockfish, it could be a lingcod, a salmon, a halibut, a small halibut, could be a big halibut. And we've landed some large fish on some real light rods, and it makes it pretty exciting. So a lot of different variety. You know, when you're going out, you're going to spend the night. We'll find a secluded cove somewhere, and when possible, I try and mix it up, and if the weather permits, we'll hit a different place every evening and try and see some different sights along the way. So it's a real, I think, a high quality experience. And when people compare it, and obviously we do a lot of day trips for single species and multiple species, and we're taking 50 people a day on different boats for day trip fishing. But when you look at the cost of what you're going to pay for a multi-species charter, and you look at your lodging costs and your meal costs and add it all up, it really is pretty similar to what you're going to get having a private yacht for your group of people. And I think it's a high quality experience that's certainly different than you get the groups of guys that have been coming to Alaska and day trip fishing and staying in a motel for years that want to try something different and get out a little farther and do some different things. It's really a great product at we think an economical price. It fits in real well with other products we're offering.
That idea about multiple day hunts on a yacht such as this, that's pretty much a rarity out here. I think see mostly just half day, full day, three-quarter days. I don't see there's some overnight things, but there's no meals, there's no sleeping facilities. And are you the only one here in Homer that has that?
I think there's a couple other people. Most of them are doing things on a more of a boat built for fishing rather than boat for people.
Mm.
Yeah, I think for the level of experience, we're certainly in the upper echelons there. And we've always tried to, on our hunts or multiple day trips, we've tried to put our best foot forward on everything we can control, whether it's the meals or the lodging, or we try to have decent equipment and just provide good service. And that's always in our control. Fishing or weather, sometimes they're not, but
no, that's true.
You know, we do the best we can with what we have to work with. We're pretty proud of the product we put out there.
So what's all included? Let's just say there's six people want to come up here for a three-day trip. What's all included for them? Obviously, you have the staterooms. Discuss the accommodations on the boat and the food and things like that.
The boat we're using now has three staterooms for guests. They're set up well for either six individuals. There's seven bunks aside from the crew bunks. Three different rooms. The boat has four separate bathrooms, a large shower room. We got a water maker on longer trips, so the big water capacity. So it has all the comforts at home. Might be not quite as big as some people's homes, but you've got everything you need. As far as what we provide, you know, you're going to leave town with your fishing license and your personal gear, your clothing, your rain gear, and that type of thing. We're going to do all the meals for everybody, and we try to do first-class meals, and again, it's something we can control, so we're trying to use the local products when we can. We've got a great farmer's market here in town, and we can get produce, and we're fortunate in Homer that we've got great land and sea options, so we're going to catch some fresh fish while we're out there and
eat it.
And eat it, and so, yeah, we're going to do all the meals for people. We're going to have a private room for each two people on the boat. It's set up well for I said, individual gentlemen or ladies. And it also works real well for couples, too. It has a double bed in each room and a single above it. So it's comfortable, and it gives ladies a little privacy, and it seems to work well. We do a lot of couples trips and a lot of family trips. Obviously, this last one I took my son on, and it's just gives you a real quality time. I know with my kids, it's sometimes tough to get the quality one-on-one time, and everybody's on their phone or doing different activities or worrying what their friends are doing. And you get out here away from the internet and away from the phones, and you can just get back to nature and have just quality time together. So it's a great bonding experience.
Well, speaking on that too, is that you have there's other options. You have other activities that are available to people who come on this boat. Explain those to us.
You know, it's, as we saw a little bit on this last trip we just did, you know, it's the fishing is great. We're fishing in a area with a lot of diversity, some of the best fishing in the world. Some people, that's all they want to do is fish, but not everybody is into that. We you know, a lot of people want to see the area or experience different things, and Alaska is spectacular if you don't fish. And we take people on our hunting trips that don't hunt, and we take people on our fishing trips that don't fish, but there's so much to see. There's, you know, incredible wildlife between the birds and you know, this trip we saw with fin whales, humpback whales, orca whales, sea lions, probably minkies, all kinds of sea otters, black bears on the beach, goats. And mountain goats.
Yeah, mountain goats, that black bear.
Yeah, a few days we're able to see all those things. And again, we can get out on the take a skiff along and get out on the beach and do a little bit of hiking or just beach combing. And I, after four plus decades of being up here, you know, it's still a lot of fun just to hit the beach and walk down and look at the shells. And it's amazing how long guys can just throw rocks at logs or we've, you know, as we did this last trip, talking about it quite a bit since it's fresh in all our minds here. But, you know, we were able to, on just about any low tide, collect up mussels. And we gathered up a big pot full of blue mussels and steamed them up and had that as appetizers and did a little pink salmon were prevalent right now. So we had a little pink salmon pokey and got to see several different areas. And kayaking is an option on some of our tours. We don't always take kayaks, but we've done quite a few kayak mothership tours. And for a group that's into kayaking, it's spectacular here. We can take a guide along and put the group in the water in the morning and in a new area and pick somewhere that's calm, and they can go for a paddle that's as short or as long as they want, and we'll pick them up in the afternoon and have some appetizers and have a nice dinner and a glass of wine, and the next day we'll move to a different area and see some more stuff. And so you're paddling different areas every day, and it's really a spectacular paddle. We've done that in Prince William Sound and Shuyak Island on the outer coast of the Kenai Peninsula. There's a lot of options, and something we're a little more involved in now. Obviously, we're seeing black bears on the beach here, but Homer is pretty famous for its bear viewing, and Scott, being in aviation, is heavily involved in the bear viewing industry. So our even day trip packages, we offer the bear viewing, but combined with multiple day trips, we can fly people out to the boat, which we're going to start doing more of, and include a bear viewing as part of the trip on the front or back end, or a flight see on the way to the boat. And so you're kind of getting the best of all worlds. And one of the complaints that we hear, and not necessarily unique to us or anybody else, is a boat ride. Some people, even though we think it's spectacular, a lot of people just want to get where they're going to be or don't want to encounter any rough weather. So the flying gives us an option to do the flight see on the way of the boat and deliver people right out to where you're going to be staying, and shorten up the boat ride and just focus on the activities of being on the boat. So it's a different option for us. Yeah, a lot of different possibilities we can do.
It's interesting. Scott, you're into, obviously, the advertising and promotion, the flying. Was that your idea to bring that into flying out to the boat? Because I know we do it on the deer hunts, but that's a long, there's no way for us to get there. But for this one, I understand that there's a lot of people who do not want to take the boat trip. They just want to fly out. Was that your idea?
Yeah, we did a little bit of a survey last year between the charter companies and the bear viewing and the flight seeing side of the industry. And it seemed like a lot of folks were doing both. They wanted to fly in an airplane, see the glaciers, see the volcanoes, land on the beach, spend the day with the bears, come back. Then the next day they were fishing. So when I was talking with Rourke early on, it's like, hey, why don't we bring those two industries together, bundle those packages, and then even more recently we started talking about overnight trips where we're flying you across the inlet to one of the national parks, some fantastic fishing over there. Drop off at the boat. You've got a guided bear viewing trip up close and personal with some of the biggest brown bears in the world. Mm-hmm. And we can put in some fishing, some great food, some great accommodations, and folks seem to be pretty excited about that.
Sounds like an excellent option now.
As you know, PJ, and I think all of you guys have hunted with us now, on Kodiak, we do all of our transfers by airplane. The boat's in a remote location, and we're on a nice day, a 16-hour boat ride out of town, and that's not something anybody wants to do in the front and back end of their trip, and certainly not me. I'm the biggest chicken out there. I don't like rough weather any more than anybody else, so we fly you right down to the boat, and we've been doing that pretty much since we started doing our deer hunts, but a lot of people aren't familiar that that we used to do fishing trips that way, too, to the north end of Kodiak. And we'd fly people in, usually for five-day trips. We'd fly a group down to the boat, pull the last group off. Midweek, we'd do a fish flight and take the fresh fish off the boat and get it landed in town and processed. And then at the end of the 5 days, we'd bring down a plane and bring the next group in and take a group off off the boat then. So it's something we've done in the past. The areas we like to fish down there in this boat are 7, 8, 9 hours away. It's farther than anybody should be doing a day trip. There's a few people who try to, but it's kind of silly, and there can be big water out there. So we're looking at doing more of that, and it's spectacular flying. They add a little time and see some sights on the way, so you spend an hour and get down to the boat. You get a great flight see, but you're also saving 5 hours of fishing time, and 6 hours or 7 hours, and getting right down to the boat, avoiding the rough weather, flight seeing. It's, you know, you're getting a lot more bang for your buck. It costs a little bit to fly, but we think a real good option, and we're going to be doing more of that in the future. We're looking at starting to do that on some of our other hunting trips for black bear here, to just position the boat in a remote area and avoid the long ride out and the long ride back. And you know, while it costs a little bit extra, you're at the end of the trip, you're actually getting a full day of more hunting time.
True.
On site, so it's pretty good value. And when you throw in the flight seeing, my son and I did a trip Scott was fortunate to offer here a week or two ago, and just rode out on a regular freight flight out to the villages here and got to see the fjords and came back over the ice field. I mean, it's 15 minutes out of town here, and it is just phenomenal. It's the flight seeing we have in our backyard here and the sights is unmatched. You know, Denali's different, but I think this is prettier myself. You got one mountain there, but we've got the ocean and multiple mountains, and it's pretty incredible, and it's right in our backyard, and it's kind of a no-brainer to package it all into these trips.
So yeah, the Outer Limits here is your flagship. You don't have another liveaboard or comfortable boat?
The Bay Explorer that we usually park next to here is a 50 Delta, like the sourdough we used to use, which, as I mentioned, we used for, I think, 14 years doing multiple day trips. This is the same vessel, and it has a 10-foot longer house, so it actually has quite a bit more living space on it. And it can do 6 to 8 people overnight. It's an inspected vessel, so it can take more than 6 people. It's better suited for hardcore fishing, if somebody just wants to fish and they're not as into the luxury accommodations. And it's certainly comfortable, and you're going to get good meals, but it's a charter fishing boat built for fishing, and for the Outer Limits is more of a yacht built for people
who want to go. Now, you also have a lodge across the water, and you offer, I believe, horseback tours, hiking tours, and sea kayaking.
Just hiking, not horseback. Okay. I had a horse when I was a kid, and I'm over it.
I thought one time you said you were going to do them, so I didn't know.
No, there is somebody in town that does, but that's one area we're not going to be branching out into here. But we do have a lodge with some remote cabins. That's more of a... it's a multi-day facility. We've got a property surrounded by the state park with waterfront, and we're fortunate to have underground power there that runs out to the villages. So we're remote, but we have electricity. We're tied in the state park hiking trail system, so there's great hiking at the property. It's a good jumping off spot for boating, and it's also where we do all of our day trip kayaking out of. It's pretty phenomenal kayaking.
And that's just a water taxi across the bay.
That's a 20-minute water taxi across, and we have a water taxi in our fleet. So
you were up there once, weren't you?
Yeah.
You hiked up there?
We went there, and we did some hiking. The lodge is phenomenal.
But I've never been over there. It's probably something I should do.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds you have a lot of future plans. What else is in the future besides the fact of doing your flyouts? Anything else trying to do to add to the repertoire that Home and Ocean Charters is well known for? I mean, you're doing about everything you can do right now, keeping busy year round.
Well, like I mentioned, we're looking for Scott's looking for an aircraft here so we can start doing more flight products and combining some things and just trying to find the right aircraft to make that stuff possible. And for future options, you know, I've had this boat 14 years now, and that was how long I had the sourdough, so it seems to be a good number. We're looking to upgrade in the future here when the time is right. We'd like you can't ever have too big of a boat, so right. We want something a little bigger and even more comfortable, and I'm not getting any younger, so I
need a little more space for crew to
to help out here, kids are getting big enough to help out on the boat, so we need more room for them. But we're looking at upgrading several things, and we enjoy the multiple day product. We think it's a great option for people and real high quality. So we just want to expand on that and get into, you know, potentially doing multiple day bear viewing trips where you're flying into the boat and just doing the bear viewing. And Scott and I've talked about it quite a bit, and you know, there are some spectacular lodges in Alaska, but you can't move them. You can fly in, right. And when it's great for rainbow fishing, you might have the best rainbow fishing in the world, and they're spectacular, but, you know, you're limited to a narrow product line where when we get the right boat, we can move the lodge to go bear viewing for a month. We'll take it over and go bear viewing, and when we want to do some black bear fishing combinations, we'll park the boat out there and move people by air and avoid any rough weather you could encounter. And we want to do the phenomenal fishing, you know, we can go to Chuyak and the Fognak Islands on the north end of Kodiak, and there's protected scenic bays to spend the night in, and we can move the lodge, so to speak, down there and have a lodge down there, so we can have multiple lodges hitting all the high points in the area here without having to build a lodge somewhere and buy property, and we'll just move the lodge where the action is, and people want to see glaciers and spend a few days just looking at the ice fields and fjords and national parks here. We can do that and all the luxuries of a lodge, but you want to circumnavigate Kodiak, we can do that. Natural history tours, photography, there's so many options. It just opens up a lot of doors, and the aircraft opens up more doors, and we just want to continue to expand our product line and offer cool trips, stuff we want to do. You know, it's things that when we get a day off, we go play with our products and do the things we're able to offer, because they are spectacular.
Scott, you have a...
When I was first looking at Homer Ocean, we were talking with some of the office staff. I was intrigued at the number of repeat customers. Even this week, folks coming in saying, hey, this is my 10th year in a row fishing with you guys. And they're real interested in other things that we have. I mean, they trust us for their Alaska fishing experience, and they're ready to move on to something even more exciting. So, you know, what else do you have? Flyouts and bear viewing and overnight stuff. And so we were seeing a real opportunity to take folks who've done stuff with us for a long period of time and move them up to another experience. It's it's going to be great.
Smart marketing, and you're also offering a wonderful product that's variable for anybody. And that's quite an accomplishment. It's good to see that you're on board. I know that I'm the same way. I'm not good at advertising. I can run a business, but I'm not a salesman. So it works quite well with you, too.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up? And I don't know if some of the gentlemen here from our weekend want to tell them how great the fishing was or the accommodations we've all spent. Everybody in this room, which I mentioned before, you know, Jim Metcalf, Brian Burkhardt, Kevin Barr, Dale Karch, myself, we've all hunted and fished with you myriad times over the last 20-something years.
I've been fortunate to spend several days for several years with all you gentlemen, and it's fun. It's, you know, having just come back from 5 days on the boat and experienced some of the different options there. I think everybody would agree that there's some really neat stuff out there, and being stuck in a motel room isn't always the best option for you.
Well, for me, I mean, I've hunted with you, Rourke, and I've also, you know, been on the fishing trip, and to me, when you put it all together, you've got phenomenal accommodations, you've got gourmet food, and probably the most important thing is you become lifelong friends, and that's pretty special. And getting to meet Scott, you know, this week is you know, kind of the next phase. So it's just, I can't say enough good things about the products you guys have.
I guess that's kind of a unpaid testimonial there, but even the fact that we're sitting here, you know, we're not business partners or anything else. You know, all the gentlemen here were customers of ours, and now we've become friends, and, you know, we hopefully treat people well enough that they like us and want to come back, and we've been fortunate over the years to make a lot of good long-term friends and people that we just want to do things with. And I hope that says something about our service, that we're doing a good job.
It says a lot about it, but the thing is, we are business partners in one aspect, because we've sent a lot of people to you, and you've done some very nice things for us. And we've had, there's no way of saying thank you for all that you have done for us over the years and your friendship that I've had for over 25 years.
We're all in this together, you know. We try not to compete with people. You know, we have that same relationship with other businesses in town here. We multiple times every day we're calling other offices and you know, exchanging people or filling other people's boats or doing whatever it takes. And it's not like that everywhere. There's towns in Alaska that I hate the guy next door. I'd never send him anybody. It's not like that in Homer. It's a nice atmosphere here, and it's good that people can work together. But even, as you say, to each of the different industries around the country, you know, you fellows are all into traditional bow hunting, and you all know each other, and if you get a good trip, you can tell all your buddies that, hey, you know, these guys are good ones to go to. And now, anytime any of you are thinking about a hunt, you know, first thing you're going to do is call other guys that you know that have been on the trip, and if they had a great time, that's all you need to hear. You know?
It's called networking, and we do a lot of that. But you have a lot to offer, and we get questions all the time. All of us have had people say, well, how's the fishing? How is that hunting? You know, have you ever been to the bear hunt, which I have not done yet, which that's
can
a
I have
spring
some
bear. That's an element. But we did very well this weekend. I think this
there
is the
may
first
be
time.
Some sharing in your future.
Well, I just found out that we have two boxes apiece waiting for us when we ship out in the morning. Yeah. So we did very, very well this time. Any wrap-up questions? You know, you have any final things you'd like to discuss and how people can reach you to?
I first met Rourke years and years ago through PBS, Professional Bowhunter Society, of all of which we're all members of. And the PBS's motto is knowledge through experience. Rourke talked about the experience of being here 40 years, and you don't even have to say that. You go out for a few days on the boat, and Rourke says, sometimes we see some goats up here. Oh, look, there's some goats. On our way back in yesterday, like, well, I think this is a good pink spot. Let's put about 30 of these in the box. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We have caught 30 salmon all week. And an hour later, we're full.
We had 30 salmon in the boat.
You're looking at a man with no.
There's something to be said for experience, for sure. And we've been doing it for decades, and we've made a lot of mistakes over the years, but we try and always learn from them and not make them twice or more than a couple times there. And yeah, a lot to be said for experience. We didn't get gray like this from them.
But 2 years ago, you know, I brought my family up here. So, you know, I knew instantly that we're going to go on a boat fishing trip with Homer Ocean Charters. And so I had my wife, who's not really a fisherman or a fisherwoman, but she had a great time. My two daughters and son-in-law. And we just took a day trip on the Diamond Cape. And had a great time. So again, it goes back to
speaks volumes.
You have great experiences and you come back.
Absolutely. I mean, I rarely go back to the same spot twice because there's a new adventure out there waiting for me to discover. But this is my fourth time here with them, and I'm looking forward to coming back again. So that means a lot to me that I'm willing to come here for a new experience and a new adventure. And you never know what you're going to see out here. It's an absolutely the most beautiful place I've ever been.
Yeah, you killed the biggest deer on Kodiak, so I guess we won't see you down there.
That might have something to do with it.
I've got video of that, by the way.
I agree. It's been good.
So, you asked about how to contact us.
Yes.
The easiest way in this day and age is just homerocean.com, and email is homeroceancharters@gmail.com. Pretty straightforward. We do didn't talk much about Scott's new boat that they personally bought, but we're doing a brand new state-of-the-art Baywell Belt and Homer here, a 40-foot inspected boat with a state-of-the-art stabilizer system.
I heard about that.
Anybody's worried about seasickness, you know, we've got the product for them, and you know, just a incredibly state-of-the-art brand new vessel that's going to be offering some different products and for upper end groups or family groups that going to be doing some different things there too. So
what are you christening that, Scott?
It's been out now, this is the fourth trip.
Oh, you got it out already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're having a great time.
So they just built it here in Homer.
Yep, it's got 1,000 horsepower. It's got all the bells and whistles, commercial kitchen, grills. We're doing meals on board. Got a big banquet table in the back, full slide out, weather protection.
Hey, what are you guys
I think
doing
we have
tonight?
To come back. We have some fish someplace.
I was going to ask you guys, what's your favorite? I mean, you caught several species of fish this week. What was your favorite? I know Rourke's quite a chef. Anything in particular jumps out?
Our favorite meal or our favorite fish to eat?
Your favorite fish to eat.
That rockfish is hard to eat.
Yeah, rockfish.
Hell of it's up there for me because it's so versatile. You get so much meat off of even a small fish and you can do anything with it. And Rourke can work magic with it. So.
It's versatile. As a local, I'm kind of a fresh rockfish guy, too. It's pretty tough to beat the winter king salmon we get. You know, for me, cooking is optional. I mean, I'll eat them right out of the water.
Yep.
They're pretty spectacular. But, fresh king salmon and rockfish for me.
I have to agree. I like it all. I like the mussels too. I'd love clams if we could get them. I like all seafood, so it's all good. They're all great.
Yeah, that's one option too. On the we start doing some of these fly-in trips is getting spot shrimp out here. Something
interesting
you guys haven't done, but we get the.
If you ever get a good minus tag, how are the clams?
Clamming can be good in areas where our otters are wonderful having otters around, but they're wreaking havoc on the clam and crab population, so hopefully we'll find a balance there. But there are some clams available, and across the inlet there's phenomenal razor clam digging, which can be combined into bear viewing trip, so definitely some clamming options. And there may or not be a crab caught on the Kodiak deer hunts there. So
before we close up, I'd like to say a huge thank you to Ashton Brown, the first mate on a trip of this guy.
First mate. I expect to see him a captain on one of these boats down the road. But then again, he might be an airline pilot.
Yeah. I've never seen a kid that age that just knows what to do. Rourke never has to tell him, hey, go do this. He's doing it.
He's a really, really fine young man. Yeah. He's going to grow into a very nice gentleman.
You got a good one there.
Well, listen, I'd like to wrap this up. Gentlemen, thanks for your time. I appreciate you coming out on your boat, Rourke.
Yeah, thanks for branching out and talking something a little different than bow hunting, but
it is related to bow hunting in one aspect, especially if they want to come hunt with you, because fishing is always an option, and that's something that I wanted to share. And like I said, my goal is that we could do this to help promote not just the hunting, we've done that on a couple of podcasts, but now your fishing and other excursions that you have to offer. Because like I said, I've been coming up hunting with you off and on for 25 years, fishing with you forever, it seems like. And it's something that we do this annual fishing trip, which we just got off from a 5-day fantastic out-to-sea fishing trip. And we loaded up the hold with fish, and it's all being processed, and it was just a fabulous time. Of course, we had the wonderful weather. Even last year, the one that was raining, and my daughter Carrie's with us, we still had a lot of fun. And it's something that I look forward to every year.
I think you mentioned earlier that... I'm sure there's some out there, but I don't know very many bow hunters that don't like to fish. So I think there's some pretty good overlap there.
Well, this closes our podcast with Rourke Brown and my friend Scott Jackson, the Homer Ocean Charters. And like I said, it was off the wall, a little bit different. I hope everybody's enjoying this. And I do recommend that if you wish to do any type of hunting for Kodiak Island Sitka blacktail deer or black bear on Kenai Peninsula, or especially if you want to take your family up to Alaska and do some fishing, contact my friend Rourke Brown at Home Ocean Charters. This podcast has been brought to you by who else but Home Ocean Charters and from Traditional Bowhunter Magazine. Thanks for your time, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this Campfire Chat podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Please subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss the next one, and visit our website, www.tradbow.com, for great articles, tips, and lots more of Traditional Bowhunter Magazine.